I was educated in the British educational system of the 60s, when three creativity rather than grammar and rote learning was very popular. As a consequence, I use very little punctuation. And yet it is so important. The period or full stop gives a natural pause between sentences, and that's vital to the flow of language. It's the same when we breathe. The pause, as we alternate between breathing in and out, is significant. Words on a page, the white space with nothing in them, is crucial. In living healthily, pauses to rest and reflect are also important. Lent and the slowing down to reflect on the journey to the cross and new life is a significant spiritual discipline. Now, I've said before that I love circle or sacred dancing. Sometimes it is when we are all stopped still for a beat or two of music that we discover the most profound part of the dance. The rests in music can be as large a part of it as the actual notes played. It's good to recognise this. It helps to come to terms with when God seems silent. When God is silent, it is not that God is absent. There is simply a pause. When Jesus was asked to accuse the woman caught in adultery, he simply stooped and bent down and wrote in the dust. Perhaps it was thinking time for Jesus or for those hyped up to stone her. Yet it was very powerful for all present, and the woman received forgiveness and new life. And before Pilate, Christ remained silent. But the few words he did spoke into that silence, he did so very profoundly. When we're praying or anxious and God seems silent, remember God is still present. Perhaps God is providing a full stop, a rest, a pause, a pregnant moment. Maybe this is to enable us to reflect and hear what God has been saying to us already. Then the seed can germinate in the dark, silent ground, and new growth can emerge. So honour the full stops and pauses that Lent gives space for.